And now for the strange tale of the death of Elias.
A young man by the name of Elias walked all the way from Mexico to work on Rancho El Tejon. It was the largest of all the ranchos in Southern California. Well, Elias became a skilled vaquero, or cowboy, and did his job well. He asked that most all the money he received for his good work be held in the ranch's safe so that someday he could take it back to his family in Mexico. Elias soon earned a horse of his own, and the day came when he felt he should return to Mexico. He collected his money from the paymaster and began to travel up Grapevine Canyon. When Elias reached a lake down by Lebec, he met a group of men camped there and joined them for a midday meal, as many travelers would do that in those days long ago. From their conversation, he realized that he was among a gang of outlaws. They talked about stealing horses and saddles from a livery stable in Bakersfield and robbing the train depot and shooting up the town near over in Caliente. While the group rested there, it seemed that they were surprised by a posse of men who were in search of the gang of outlaws. The posse managed to get between the gang and their guns and arrested them all, including Elias. The men of the posse did not believe Elias when he said he was not part of their gang, especially because he had so much money in his saddlebag. Even the gang of outlaws tried to convince the posse that the boy was not part of their gang, but they did not believe them either. Elias and the gang were taken to Bakersfield, arriving there at night. A cowboy friend of Elias was in town getting supplies for the ranch and saw Elias riding into town with the gang and posse. He heard the story of why the men had been arrested, and that they planned to hang them all at midnight. The cowboy rode his horse as fast as he could back to the ranch headquarters to tell the ranch foreman. The foreman jumped on his horse and rode as fast as he could back to Bakersfield. Meanwhile, back in Bakersfield, a group of outraged citizens had placed a heavy beam of wood between two willow trees at the rear of the courthouse yard and were soaking the ropes that they would use to hang the men. The foreman rode his horse so hard the horse almost died, but when he got to Bakersfield, Elias and the men he was found with were all dead. The foreman was very angry. He had Elias's body cut down and taken to the local undertaker and paid the undertaker to bury the boy. And now the Tone Ranch foreman, Mr. J.J. Lopez, was well known in Bakersfield, so he got the boy's horse and money back and sent them to his family in Mexico.
Oh, that's much better.
Oh, that was a really strange death.
Yeah, okay, tell me one thing. Why didn't the cowboy go tell the guys right away instead of riding all the way out?
Yeah.
Why do you say, wait a minute, I work with this guy, blah, blah, blah. If you need more proof, I'll go get this guy.
Good question, Joe.
That's why it's a strange death.
It's a very strange death.
The unjust death of Elias.
Yes.
Elias.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be a strange death, but I guess it wasn't.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a strange death, huh?
Nobody notices me.